Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you had a great Monday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. Okay, I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer is in New York City. His name is Ryan Botcher. And man, right now in Arlington, Texas, Dallas Cowboys, they trail the Arizona Cardinals 10-0 here. 5 minutes have gone by in the second quarter. We'll give you a little bit more of an update momentarily. We've had a busy show. We talked about the NFL trade deadline tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. We had Sam Bruckhaus join us from Sumer Sports to talk about it. We had Andrew Destin here with us to talk about the Seattle Seahawks. Andrew covers all things Washington State sports. So if you've missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Of course, we talked about the Dodgers. They celebrated their championship today, Saturday. You win the World Series in a Game 7. Monday, you celebrate. Tuesday, maybe you celebrate, maybe you rest. I have no idea. But we heard from Ohtani. We heard from Yamamoto. They spoke English today, which was nice. And nice getting something you don't traditionally get. And so we've discussed a lot. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. And if you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can always find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You want to call me? You can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we thought that this Monday Night Football matchup, I thought the Dallas Cowboys, and there's still plenty of time. There's about 9 minutes to go here in the first half. I thought the Dallas Cowboys were going to go out here and light up the Cardinals. Okay, the Dallas Cowboys are dropping about 31 points a game. I know the Dallas Cowboys like to get in shootouts with everybody. Just last week, they allowed the Denver Broncos to score 44 points on them. Dak Prescott was basically sitting in his own... He was in the red zone. Dallas Cowboys decided to go for it on fourth down to open up the game, and Dak Prescott was sacked. And so the Dallas Cowboys walked away with no points. It was an early decision in the game. I'm not necessarily going to fault him. Of course, you don't want to take a sack at that point, but you might as well try to be aggressive early in the game and while you're at home. And so the Dallas Cowboys are still looking for their first points here. Meanwhile, on the other side, we have Jacoby Brissett, who is still starting in place of the injured Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's been dealing with that foot sprain as Dak throws a bomb. Ooh, CeeDee Lamb can't catch up to it. Jacoby Brissett still playing for the injured Kyler Murray. He just threw a touchdown to Marvin Harrison Jr. And so as a result, that's where that touchdown comes from. The Cardinals lead the Cowboys 10-0. Hilarious timing, as we shared earlier in the show, that Marvin Harrison Sr., in an interview with ESPN, basically said he does not even watch Arizona Cardinals games. He says he doesn't watch his son play. He's not a fan of the offense. He's not a fan of the execution. He says just he can't do it. And so he doesn't want to be critical. And so he took the opportunity to be overly critical in an article for ESPN. And so good for Marvin Harrison Jr. He got a touchdown today. I wonder if his dad was watching. Who knows? Maybe. And I think one of the reasons Why he is saying this is because of Kyler Murray, who's out. Quite ironic that Kyler Murray is not here, and Jacoby Brissett, he ain't running around, and he throws a football. And Arizona Cardinals, who have a 2-5 record, they lead the Cowboys right now 10-0. Botch, it's still early. This is going to be one of these. I still think it'll be a shootout. The Cowboys will make things interesting.
Hey, I traditionally would say that, but knowing the Cowboys this year, it seems that they just give up some games. And it's just like, it's just the defense just stops trying.
Well, the defense sucks. I mean, that's, the Cowboys are as mediocre can be, because they will go out there and put up a lot of points, but then they give up a lot on the other end. It's very hilarious. A CeeDee Lamb, obviously not now, he's playing in the game, but prior to the game and speaking to the media, based on what took place with the Broncos, they lost 44-22. CeeDee Lamb says that we need to wake up. Yeah, today too, CeeDee.
You know, rush the process, essentially. But I will say, like, as for us as a team, I know we all have the same mind. We all very understanding of what's going on in the situation that we're in. We're putting ourselves in it.
Yeah. Here they go. Botcher, maybe he can go help out on defense, huh? No?
I don't know about that. His ankles are a little weak right now, too.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of rough out here. Well, we'll see what happens with the Dallas Cowboys. Always keeping things interesting. And we've heard about this. We know that Jerry Jones, he likes to make noise. I mean, when he feels that things are getting boring, he makes crap up. And so the Dallas Cowboys on the tip of everybody's tongue. I mean, come on. Even before we got to the start of the season, and we're dating back to last year where they got rid of McCarthy, there was that whole conversation about potentially bringing in Deion Sanders to run the Dallas Cowboys. And damn it, I don't know if Deion Sanders is going to stick around and run Colorado. And man, they got smoked again. They lost to Arizona 52-17. Deion Sanders didn't even allow his student athletes to speak to the media. Deion was just out here blaming himself. Take a listen to what he said after that loss to Arizona.
I'm not going to say I don't have the answer. I have the answer. Yeah. I have the answer.
I'm just asking, because you've said if I knew, we would have done
it. Yeah, I don't want to. I'm trying my best not to say what I want to say. And I'm trying my best not to give everything, but I'm trying to be transparent, because you deserve that. You all deserve it. You guys have been truly kind, some of you, most of you, anyway. And I don't get it there about the criticism. I'm telling you, it's on me. Criticize me. I've been criticized when I came out the womb. The doctor didn't even like it. I'm good. So it's on me, but I know what the situation is. I know what the problem is, and I'll fix it.
Wow. Does he know what the problem is? I mean, does he know who his quarterback is? Is he just going to continue to kind of go through every quarterback imaginable? Is he like flipping a coin and trying to figure things out? The Buffaloes right now have a record of 3-6. This man had to deal with cancer, bladder cancer, earlier this year. He just had a procedure. Botcher, was it even a month ago? He talked about the clotting in his legs again?
Yeah, it was less than a month.
Yeah, and I know he's getting a pretty penny, you know, to coach the team. But at this stage, you know, his son is away and Travis Hunter is away. We know Travis Hunter's also now hurt. Like, if I'm Deion, what the heck am I sticking around doing this for? I would just focus in on my health and keep it moving. You know, Deion said he had answers and whatnot. It didn't sound like he had answers when he was asked about his quarterback situation. Listen to this.
Will we see Caden again? Is Juju the starter next week?
I don't want to put another guy down and talk about another guy. Let's stick with Juju getting experience, he getting an opportunity, and that's where we are right now.
You think he'll start next week?
That's where we are right now.
Botcher, you think he's back next year?
Do I think he's back in Colorado? No. Do I think he's coaching somewhere else? Maybe a lower tier school? I just think that he has a passion for coaching, but does he really want to go 24/7 nonstop for a big name school or a high D1 school where you need to actually recruit 24/7 and just commit to it.
No, I think at that, for all of that, he might as well go back to high school. I mean, let's keep in mind, his entire coaching career has been with his kids. That's it. Like, he coached his kids and helped them out in high school. He coached his kids when he went over to Jackson State. He coached his kids when he went over to Colorado. His kids are now gone. He's older. He's had a history of health issues. Why exactly am I, you know, Deion Sanders sticking around saying I'm going to be here and then what, move on to a lower end school unless I'm going to high school? Well, why do I want to do this? And I'm dealing with all of these issues. So he's around because of the contract. He's around because of the money. I think there is something honorable about him trying to stick out and through this tough time. I just can't imagine things are going to be better. You know, he needs to develop a quarterback. You got Salter, who's basically a baby there, you know, at this point in time. And Deion was asked about that as well. Like, how the heck are you going to attract talent if y'all are not winning and then you got health issues?
I don't have to explain it. They saw it. See, you got to understand, if you're a dog, you want to come here and right the wrong. If you're a cat, you look at the scoreboard and you run.
Yeah. Well, that's not how things necessarily works. I mean, he was able to inject some juice into Colorado, into the program, into the city. They were certainly horrific before he got there. I don't even want to say the honeymoon is over, but we thought this might be the case, you know, with Travis Hunter and then, you know, his son Shador moving on. But I ain't always going to be this bad. Let's see how things go. I wish him nothing but the best when it comes to his health, but I don't know how much longer he's going to be sticking around in Colorado. Speaking of sticking around, one guy who is already gone. That ain't take long. Hugh Freeze, gone. No longer the coach of Auburn. He's gone, man. They lost to Kentucky 10-3. Okay, you had fans who were leaving. They didn't want to stick around and watch any of this. It has just been bad. And so he's owed about $15 million to go ahead and take a hike. You know, after the game, before he got fired, he spoke to the media, and he was asked why they suck so bad.
Like I've said all year long, my job is to get this team ready to play and win games, and we have failed to do that this year, and it's frustrating. I still believe we're really close, and I know that that team plays hard for this university, and it's sickening that we haven't delivered. No one wants to do that more than I. And our family loves it. Our staff loves it. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm frustrated too. I get it. And we all know that when we sign up for this. And we accept what comes with it. But, you know, I love what we're doing here. And it's just, but we haven't gotten the results. And that's frustrating.
Man, they can't beat anybody in the SEC. They can't have a winning season. And so they showed him the door. The athletic director, John Cohen, he said, listen, man, this is Auburn. We ain't here for losing.
I know it's been bandied about that we're close, right? I'm not going to say that we're close. Close doesn't matter. Getting it done matters. But I will say that we have an elite defense. I will say that there are a lot of area of the games, the game that in which we excel. But the offensive side has really hurt the production of this football team, and we got to get that fixed. We have to. Now, is it fair to bring up DJ Durkin here and say, hey, fix our offense? No, that's not fair. But what we have done is we have given him the opportunity, especially with our staff and everyone else, to step forward and say, this is going to be your program for the next 3 weeks. Do the things that you feel like need to be done internally for us to be more competitive on both sides of the football. And we have a lot of confidence that can happen.
Wow. Listen, the most notable thing that it's taken place and occurred here for the Auburn Tigers is when Cam Newton got that jersey retired about a month ago. That's it. There's nothing else notable. Speaking of notable, how about this? Dallas Cowboys defense actually did a good thing. They just blocked a punt attempt by the Arizona Cardinals and were able to fall on the end zone for the touchdown. And so look at the Dallas Cowboys defense actually helping out here. They were the ones to put up points, and typically they're the ones giving points up. So, yeah, that punt got blocked. The Dallas Cowboys were able to fall on the ball in the end zone. And so now the score stands here. Bunch, what is it, 10-7? Did they kick yet? What are they doing?
10-6, and Aubrey's lining up right now.
Okay, and Aubrey is typically automatic, the best kicker in the NFL. So, yeah, we got a 10-7 here. A little less than 4 minutes to go in the first half. And, well, not what we expected in regards to a score, but it's what we got. Arizona leads the Cowboys 10-7. Maybe this will give the Dallas Cowboys offense a little bit of life. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know, there's quite a few people across the country. I don't know how many. There's quite a few folks who can't even watch this game tonight, especially if you have YouTube TV. It appears that there's a little bit of a beef, a little bit of an issue with these streaming platforms, as Disney is not on, well, Disney's not on YouTube TV. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a bunch of, they might be baseball Hall of Famers, still trying to make their way into the Hall of Fame. And so we got a lot to discuss. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, YouTube. That's why I got started. That's why I'm here. Now, having said that, yeah, I was on YouTube. Something that's not on YouTube TV is ESPN and Disney. A matter of fact, there's a lot of people, I don't know how many, but there's a lot of people all over the country right now. If you have YouTube TV, you cannot watch Monday Night Football. Right now, the Cardinals lead Dallas 10-7. Marvin Harrison Jr. got a touchdown from Jacoby Brissett. And then the Dallas Cowboys also blocked the punt and recovered the ball in the end zone to score a touchdown. A lot of people didn't see that if you got YouTube TV. Because as of Halloween, YouTube and ESPN, or should I say Disney, Disney owns ABC, ESPN. YouTube is beefing with Disney, because they're saying that they're trying to charge them too much. And Disney is saying YouTube is being a jerk. And so basically they're blaming each other. But who gets screwed? The viewers. I want you to take a listen to this. This is from Friday on ABC.
This morning, YouTube TV viewers can't see ABC, ESPN, and the full portfolio of Disney networks. The agreement between our parent company, Disney, and Google's YouTube TV expired at midnight Eastern time. A Disney spokesperson saying in a statement, "Unfortunately, Google's YouTube TV has chosen to deny their subscribers the content they value most by refusing to pay fair rates for our channels, including ESPN and ABC. Without a new agreement in place, their subscribers will not have access to our programming, which includes the best lineup in live sports, anchored by the NFL, NBA, and college football, with 13 of the top 25 college teams playing this weekend."
Well, they didn't see them. They're not watching this game going on right now if you have YouTube TV. Even J.J. Watt basically was online. A matter of fact, he tweeted and messaged us out not too long ago. He's just like, "Hey, so we're not watching Monday Night Football?" He says, I'm not paying for another streaming subscription. So it's just unfortunate. YouTube has said that if the Disney channels, including ESPN, ABC, if they're not going to be on for a prolonged amount of time, then people would get a $20 credit or refund with their account. I don't know. Bacha, do you have ESPN or do you use YouTube TV?
I don't use YouTube TV. The family still has Verizon, so I still get it there. But either way, I can never get myself into cord cutting just because if there is a singular disagreement with these networks, you're basically screwed.
Oh, it happens with traditional cable as well. I mean, it's not unusual. It happens with cable. It happens with cable a lot, too.
That's true. I also haven't had that many issues with, well, I use Verizon here. I know DirecTV has a couple other issues, but Verizon's been pretty solid. But either way, I don't want to say that there's so many ways to watch the games now that this is probably a blip that's going to go away. But at the same time, it's just the issue of monopolizing sports and how they're distributed.
Well, there's so many streaming platforms now. Like, I don't have YouTube TV. I have no idea how much it costs. I'm looking at this. The best live TV streaming service overall. Okay, that's from CNET. It says you can try 21 days for $0. And there's a limited time offer here. $72 a month for your first 3 months. $83 for the YouTube base plan after that. There was a point in time, wasn't YouTube TV, it was on a little bit of a discount when you got it? Wasn't it supposed to be cheaper than, like, cable?
Supposed to be, and that's the point, but you can't maintain the low prices. Eventually, with time, it's going to go and basically be cable. And that's what you see with every other streaming service, too. They can't be the best streaming service on the market at the prices they first come out with. So it's just eventually, I don't want to be doubtful here, but streaming itself is going to burst and cable TV is just probably going to make a big comeback.
I don't know about that. From a technological standpoint, I highly doubt that. Like, we ain't going backwards in that regard. It's just the fact that people have to flip between so many apps and pay for so many of them. There would have to be a consolidation in the industry for streaming. That might be a possibility. We see a little bit of it now with the Apple TV and a Roku. You just kind of pop it open and kind of flip through things. But as long as everybody can distribute content on their own, there's definitely not going to be a cable comeback. It's just, how do you fit everything together? And it's really where we are, where it's just everything is a la carte. Like, if you got YouTube TV, I guess you really watch television? Because, like, there was a point in time I used to pay for cable. I don't have cable anymore. Like, how many channels did you have that you never watched in your life on cable? You probably watched 5 channels, and then there's 800 more that you're paying for that you don't even watch, no?
Yeah, I don't watch more than half of the channels. Just because I feel that most of cable is filler. It's a lot of filler for niche audiences, and it gets the bottom line.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If there's a particular show that you watch or you like, maybe you pay for that streaming content. But to just pay 80, like, I'm looking at this YouTube base plan, like, what is it? Like, what am I watching? I mean, ESPN, Fox, like, after that, you can just throw it out the window. Like, I'm looking at some of the channels that they have here, and it says premium. MGM Plus, what is that on here? Movies, Hallmark, I'm not watching that. Stars, people pay for all these things a la carte. So it just really sucks that the consumers get screwed again. And I just can't imagine paying for YouTube TV, which is $83 a month. And then if you do that, you probably are going to pay for Netflix and what else is out there, Bacha? Netflix, what a Disney Plus.
Peacock, Paramount, Apple TV.
Yeah. And each one of these things is like the prices keep going up. $15, $17, $20 a month. How much does it cost to have Netflix right now?
Ooh, depends if you want ads or no ads.
I don't know. Like, I have Netflix. I don't know how much money they're taking from me. They send me an email every couple of months. Oh, it's going up. It's going up. I don't know how much stuff. It's too much. I know that much.
Yeah, and I've started to see more bundles. Like, I know Hulu, Disney, and ESPN Plus have a bundle, and that's pretty affordable. And I think I recently saw Apple TV is doing a bundle with some other company, and it's actually worth it. But like you said, they need to combine because there's too much it's still diluted. Everything is not high enough quality to sustain the prices.
Bruh.
So it's
I saw Frank Kaminsky. I didn't even know that he was online. He was saying that he remembers there was a point in time where you could just turn on the television and boom, there was sports. And now you got to flip this and close this app and close this one. And it used to be as simple as just hitting the back button on a remote control. And them days are long gone. I'm looking at Netflix right now. Netflix obviously has, what do they think? Thanksgiving, Black Friday game. They're getting involved in more sports. You can get Netflix with ads for $8 a month. Okay? They have a standard version for $18 a month. And then there's a premium version, $25 a month. Now, I'm just saying, I think if you are a sports fan to watch every sport imaginable, I think it was clocked out at, I think you got to pay $900 or almost $1,000 for the whole year just to watch every single sport, every game imaginable. And it's just, I don't think it's feasible for most people. People are getting kind of punched out. I know tonight's Monday Night Football game is on ESPN and ABC. So I guess if you're lucky enough to have an antenna, you know, you can just kind of plug in and watch it that way. It's just the price of everything goes up. And even being a sports fan, damn it, it costs way too much money. Hopefully YouTube TV and Disney, they figure something out sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I'm going to tell you about some former Major League Baseball legends. They're trying to make history by still trying to get into the Hall of Fame. We'll fill you in on that on the other side of the break. But right now, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we just heard from Marco Belletti. Came through and gave us an update on Monday Night Football. If you didn't hear it, the Arizona Cardinals now lead the Dallas Cowboys at halftime, 17-7. The Dallas Cowboys put up more points than anybody in the NFL. They also give up the most points. And as it stands right now, the Dallas Cowboys trail by 10 points here. The Arizona Cardinals are able to punch in a rushing touchdown. Jacoby Brissett able to punch it in to give them the 17-7 lead. It sounds absolutely crazy, but there's more consistency with Jacoby Brissett out there as opposed to Kyler Murray. I think there's just so much chaos with Kyler Murray as a passer, given his size and always having to move around and scramble. He can't stay in the pocket. And he's standing around on the sidelines. But we know he is the franchise quarterback. And God only knows how much longer that's going to last. I just know that they are not going to win anything. Ain't no championship coming with Kyler Murray. Botch, if I was a Cardinals fan, I just feel like I'm running in place, going absolutely nowhere.
It also, every single step they take to draft talent, to even raise their floor, it doesn't seem to work out. But I know Marvin Harrison Jr. is having a great game today, but generally speaking, he's been average at best. On top of that, Trey McBride's been really solid. So it's a very odd thing where they have talent on both sides of the ball, and they're still average.
And yeah, the quarterback, you can't trust the guy.
There's sometimes you can have a good team with a bad quarterback, or a quarterback that just needs to play in the system. And you can have a system quarterback and still be a really good team. And it just seems that they go nowhere with the talent that, like, Budda Baker's great. They have a pretty good defensive line. It's just nothing works out.
But they have talent, but you will never win. The quarterback is the most important dude on the team. And the fact that they have no consistency at the quarterback position is the death knell for them. Like, you will never succeed as a team. I mean, we are not in the Baltimore Ravens era where you can throw, Trent Dilfer out there and go, oh my God, he's going to carry us. Them days are over. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't got nothing. And so the Arizona Cardinals have one in Kyler Murray, who's just, some days he's good, some days he's not. It's just flip a coin. Like, it's a reason why, Marvin Harrison Jr. is just like, hey, I'm not sitting down and watching these guys. So, and that's from a Hall of Famer. So stark words. At least for right now, the Cardinals are winning. The way the Cardinals go and the Cowboys, you never know. You never know. We'll see how the game continues to play out. We'll definitely have a chat about the game tomorrow. Speaking of Hall of Fame, not Pro Football Hall of Fame, not Canton, but we're going to go to Cooperstown. We learned about some of the names that can still get in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Okay, the Contemporary Baseball Era ballot for the Hall of Fame was released today. And it has some names that have not gotten in because of some of their, let's say, drug use. Okay, alleged drug use. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Carlos Delgado, Jeff Kent, Don Mattingly, Dale Murphy, Gary Sheffield, Fernando Valenzuela. These are all names that will be voted on by a special committee, knowing the fact that they weren't traditionally voted in over the past several years. And so this is a 16-member committee. It is full of Hall of Fame members, executives, and veteran media members. And candidates need to be named on 75% of the ballots. That's 12 votes in order to get into the Hall of Fame. Now, the election results, they'll be announced next month, December 7th. And then anybody who does get in, they get into Cooperstown next July. Do I think Barry Bonds is getting in? Hell no. And I don't know. This is going to be composed of guys who are in the hall. Will there be a kind of situation where I'm in the Hall of Fame, I don't want Barry in, I don't want Roger Clemens? I'm not so sure. I don't think they're getting in. Maybe Don Mattingly gets in. Maybe Dale Murphy. Maybe Fernando Valenzuela. And unfortunately, not here anymore. Botcher, you think Barry Bonds and Clemens are getting in?
Not soon. I think it'll take 10, 15 years, probably.
Ooh. What do you mean? For them to be old and older?
Yeah. I think with Pete Rose and they changed the rules, he's off the ineligible list. I think it's going to take time for all of them.
Wow.
It's just, even if they have to make a new section of the hall and just put it like alleged drug users or alleged cheaters.
Oh, my God. You supposed to be celebrating a game. We got to put a tag over the guys.
Well, you can't tell the story of baseball without Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens.
Sure.
So it's just, you can't keep them out of the Hall of Fame. Celebrated, though. You don't have to celebrate it at the same time.
You don't have to. So are we're going to put an asterisk next to their busts, their plaques?
Yeah, I would say yes. There'd be asterisks. Or just make a separate section for players who are voted in after the ballots have ended. So, like the Veterans Committee section or wing of the hall.
But then if you're Don Mattingly, whose back basically betrayed him, and then he retires, and now the New York Yankees all of a sudden are winning all these games. If you're Don Mattingly, do you want that as a part of your thing? You don't want that. You're in the Hall of Fame. You're in.
Yeah. So you're technically in the Hall of Fame. You'll still probably get the ceremony. You'll still get the jacket and the bust, and it's just...
You're just on the other side of the building.
You're just on a separate side, where it's not like you're not a traditionally voted in Hall of Famer. And it's not the worst thing in the world. You're still in the same building. You get to hang out with your peers and fellow Hall of Famers. It's just a different section of where your plaque is. It's just not that bad.
All right. The other guys. All right. I don't know how to feel about that one. But, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, don't hold your breath on that one, okay? Don't hold the day. Speaking of holding a day, it's November 3rd. It's 2025. That means it's time for us to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go back. Speaking of Pete Rose, November 3rd, 1989, Lou Piniella. He became the manager of the Cincinnati Reds. He replaced Pete Rose, who was banned for life because he was gambling on those Major League Baseball games. Jamie Moyer, he played for Lou Piniella with Seattle. Jamie Moyer talked about playing with him as a manager. That's what he told the GM.
My most favorite manager ever. He would be first, Charlie Manuel would be second, and they're really close. But two different personalities, two different types of people, but both wonderful baseball people. Lou was passionate about winning. I describe Lou as having another teammate on the team. He cared about winning, and he cared about you as a player, every one of his players. Now, he was hard on you. If you weren't pulling your end, he could be, especially with your pitcher, he could be really hard on you. But it wasn't because he didn't like you or he disliked you. It's because you weren't doing your job.
Man, I've met Lou Piniella. Very nice guy. Of course, I didn't play for him. I have one opinion of him. A very nice man. November 3rd, 1996, Jerry Rice. He becomes the first player with 1,000 career NFL receptions as the 49ers beat the Saints 24-17. And listen to Jerry Rice haul in his 1,000th catch, courtesy of the NFL.
They have not thrown the ball to Jerry Rice at all in the second half. Not once. Young for Rice. Touchdown and 1,000 catches for his career. September 8th, 1985 at Minnesota, Jerry Rice made his first career catch from Matt Kavanaugh. Tonight, he makes the 1,000th of his career. Matt Kavanaugh, now an assistant coach for the 49ers, the quarterback coach, and Jerry Rice has done the impossible.
Yeah, I heard that Jerry Rice guy was okay. That's what I heard. November 3rd, 1996, I heard this guy was okay too. Just okay. 1996, Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul. He became the youngest player to make his NBA debut, 18 years old, 2 months and 11 days, okay? The Lakers, they beat the Timberwolves at the Great Western Forum. That's right, that's where they played. Kobe Bryant played 6 minutes, had 0 points. This is what Kobe had to say about playing real minutes as a rookie. They yo-yoed him. A lot of people don't remember that.
Well, the difference is you have to make a contribution early on. You know, you have to go in there and produce right away and get the ball into the big fella, get Eddie some looks. And, you know, whereas when I got in there within the garbage time or the bench, you know, I really didn't have to produce. I didn't have all the pressure on me.
Yeah, like, I still can't believe he's not here. November 3rd, 2007, Al Arbor, he makes his one-night return to the bench for the Islanders. And the Islanders rally from a two-goal deficit to beat Pittsburgh 3-2. He was there when they won those four Stanley Cup championships, and he was invited back to coach the team For the 1,500th time, he got win number 740. Take a listen to this on FSN.
We're down to 13 seconds left. Eaton in the Penguin zone with nine. Missed by Malkin. Al Arbor is going to be a winner. More excited, Al or the players?
What a night. What a comeback. These two teams put on good hockey shows.
Yeah, well, damn it. That was in 2007. Time flies. November 3rd, 2013. Oh, man. Nick Foles not even in the league anymore. Nick Foles, he tied an NFL record with 7 touchdown passes. He threw for 406 yards. And the Eagles, they beat the Raiders 49-20. Listen to Nick Foles throw touchdown number 7. This is on Fox.
Foles has it. Throws end zone. Touchdown, Riley Cooper. That's 7 for Nick Foles. 7 touchdown passes today. And that equals an NFL record. And Foles is now 21 out of 26. 400 yards. And a piece of NFL history.
Yeah, I heard that Nick Foles guy did something else eventually one day. I heard he beat some guy named Brady in some Super Bowl. At least I think that's what happened. Okay, that was 2013 where he threw those 7 touchdown passes. And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. It has been November 3rd all day long. And tomorrow is Election Day. Tomorrow is also, well, the trade deadline, NFL trade deadline. Going down at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, okay? Hey, I need to let you know that this portion of the show is sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses, they run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood, Square. As we get back to Monday Night Football, just coming out of halftime at this moment, at this time, Arizona Cardinals, they have the football looking to extend their lead. They currently have this game over the Dallas Cowboys 17-7, and they are already at midfield. The Dallas Cowboys are going to have to use that defense. That defense is going to have to make some stops, and the offense is going to have to wake up. The Dallas Cowboys' 7 points came as a result of a blocked punt and a touchdown. Recovered in the end zone. So defense doing their job. Maybe the offense can get things going as well. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to Sam Bruckhouse for joining us from Sumer Sports to talk about the deadline and give us a preview. Thank you as well to Andrew Destin for coming through courtesy of the Associated Press as he covers all things Washington sports. And he came on by to have a chat with us about the Seattle Seahawks. Of course, tomorrow we'll talk about the deadline and we'll get into Monday Night Football. Let's see what happens with these Cowboys. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Please be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth, but don't go anywhere here on the Infinity Sports Network because Bart Winkler is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.